Welcome back to Packers.com. I'm Olivia Harlan, joined by Mike Spofford in for Vic Ketchman. Mike, thank you for being here today.
You bet.
And what did you think about this first night practice? All that energy out there.
A ton of energy from the players. Night practices always can get a little feisty, and they get some energy from the crowd. The Reinicke bleachers were packed tonight. The fans were lined up way deep along the end zone fences. A lot of fans out here.
It was crazy. Well, let's get back to our top three at TC. Number one, a few key players were not practicing tonight. Jordy Nelson being one of them.
Yeah, the injury list got a little longer, unfortunately, for the Packers. Jordy Nelson banged his knee, Mike McCarthy said, a couple days ago, so he's being looked at. Andrew Corliss, who is coming off of the knee injury that cost him all of last season, he's now out with a quad injury. And then two linebackers, Jamari Lattimore battling a little bit of an illness, and then Brad Jones dropped out of practice with a finger injury.
Not good this early in camp. But that leads us to our number two point. Sam Barrington was in there practicing with the ones.
Yeah, Barrington, the seventh-round draft pick, with Lattimore and Jones both out, Barrington was working alongside A.J. Hawk in a couple of the team periods with the first unit. And earlier in practice, Barrington had maybe the hit of training camp with the collision with John Kuhn in the half-line drill. I think everybody here at Reinicke Field could hear that one. That was loud.
And number three, Mike, you know who has stood out to me is Jeremy Ross, who looks like he's playing with a bit of a chip on his shoulder from that epic fumble last year.
Yeah, Ross is out here with something to prove. He wants to win a job as a receiver and as a return man. Caught back-to-back passes for 15 yards to start a successful two-minute drill that ended practice tonight. Jeremy Ross is on a mission.
He seems focused, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that wraps it up for us tonight. Remember, tomorrow is family night. And Mike, what is the number one thing you're looking forward to seeing?
Live tackling. They don't do it here in practice. They will do it in the scrimmage at Lambeau Field. So let's see who can make tackles and maybe who can break tackles.
It'll be exciting to see. Thank you for joining us.